The headlines: French voters casting their ballots to choose their next president following a campaign overshadowed by the cost of living crisis and a war in Ukraine. Pakistan's political drama entering a new stage. Members of the party deposed Prime Minister Imran Khan says that they will resign en masse. And Israeli forces intensify their crackdown on Palestinians in the occupied West Bank, shooting dead two Palestinian women. Thank you for joining us. My name is Gisumi Shahmadi, and these are our top stories this hour. Voting is underway in the French presidential election, with incumbent Emmanuel Macron facing a tough challenge from far-right leader Marine Le Pen. A runoff is already in sight, with opinion polls projecting Macron to win the first round with a narrow lead over Le Pen. The centrist president was comfortably ahead until just a few weeks ago, thanks to a strong economic recovery from the pandemic and a fragmented opposition. But his ratings dipped due to lackluster campaign and his focus on a hugely unpopular plan to increase the retirement age. The Eurosceptic Le Pen, on the other hand, has been gathering support by her focus on the government's failure to address the high cost of living, among other things, and the election is also overshadowed by Russia's military campaign in Ukraine.
France's 2022 presidential vote is divided into two rounds, a free-for-all and a runoff vote between the top two contenders. 12 candidates, ranging from the far right to the far left, are running for this election. If a candidate secures over half of the total vote, they will directly win the election, but this hasn't happened since Charles de Gaulle's re-election in 1965. Otherwise, only the top two candidates make it through to the second round, and whoever wins that round will be the new French president for a five-year term. President Emmanuel Macron is seeking to become the first incumbent to win re-election since Jacques Chirac in 2002. He is vowing to continue to decrease taxes, raise the pension age to 65, and get France to full employment after decades of mass joblessness. But Macron entered the race late, and his second term is facing a real threat from far-right candidate Marine Le Pen, as polls show a closing of the gap between the incumbent and his main rival. Le Pen was the runner-up in the 2017 elections. This will be her third attempt at the presidency. She's a key far-right figure and the daughter of Jean-Marie Le Pen, who founded France's National Front and is notorious for his racist, anti-immigrant views. Le Pen has focused on the cost of living crisis, while her anti-immigration program would ban the Muslim headscarf from all public places. Voters have complained of a lack of new political ideas or vision, and few solutions to their problems, including purchasing power and the high cost of living, healthcare, and the fight against climate change. There have been fewer rallies, and voters have complained there was no direct TV debate between all candidates. As a result, an unprecedented number of French voters say they are unsure who to vote for, particularly young and low-income voters. Voter turnout has decreased from 84% in 2007 to about 78% in 2017, and it is believed that abstention may be even higher this time. A low turnout could have a major impact on the vote.
Based on many polls, Marine Le Pen has gained lots of ground against her primary opponent and incumbent, Emmanuel Macron. It is important to note that Muslims are playing a decisive role in this race. France has highlighted actually a very high number of Muslims in Europe. It has the highest number of Muslims in Europe, actually. In 2012, 93% of over 2 million Muslim voters picked François Hollande over Nicolas Sarkozy, providing the decisive margin in an extremely tight contest. This year, too, Muslims may play kingmaker, but which side will they take?
France's 2022 presidential election is unlike the previous ones. That's mainly due to the events that have taken place in the political and social scene of France in recent years and intensified the pressure on minorities such as Muslims and immigrants. For Muslims, the election of Emmanuel Macron was supposed to provide relief after 5 years of François Hollande. However, Macron's first term has been gloomy for French Muslims. Many French Muslims no longer see him as the centrist that he claimed to be in 2017, particularly due to the adoption of the separatism law in the summer of 2021. The government claims its legislation is intended to strengthen France's secular system. Critics, however, say it unfairly singles out the Muslim community and restricts religious freedom. France has been criticized by international organizations and NGOs, especially the UN, for targeting and marginalizing Muslims with the law. Since February 2018, France has controlled nearly 25,000 mosques, schools, associations, and workplaces and closed 718 of them, including over 20 mosques.
France, like many other European and Western nations, is going through ever-increasing Islamophobia and environment of hate against Muslims. And the reality is that this environment is escalating by politicians and by media and by the policies of otherization, i.e. targeting Muslims as the reason and the problems for everything whatsoever.
The alleged centrist Macron has no solution for France's anti-Muslim problems. And in case far-right Le Pen replaces him, things are probably not going to change for the better. Therefore, French Muslims have a choice to make: abstention or taking a chance on a left candidate.
And now, Kristen Hunt has more about the French election and how each candidate is faring. Let's take a listen.
Marine Le Pen rose in the opinion polls despite her far-right, clear anti-migrant, anti-Muslim, openly racist campaign. But she rose especially because she is focusing her campaign on the inflation, on the rising energy and food prices, and also on the mistakes that Macron is saying, because Macron wants to increase the retirement age to 65. Another reason why Marine Le Pen is rising in the opinion polls the last 2 weeks is because her direct opponent, Eric Zemmour, who is an openly racist, anti-Muslim and anti-migrant candidate, there is a real pressure in the popular areas, amongst the Muslim community, to vote for the candidate who is clearly in favor of the Muslim community. Because Jean-Luc Mélenchon, much more than 4 years ago, he is taking the defense of the Muslim community, who is openly attacked by the far right and also with the measures of the President Macron. So there is a real danger. People are aware that there is a real danger that if Marine Le Pen arrives at the second round in the presidential elections, she has a real chance, much more than 4 years ago, to become the first far-right president of France. And that's why there is a real pressure and dynamic amongst people who traditionally are not going to vote, or they vote for other small candidates, that this time they want to prevent Marine Le Pen to accede to this second round. Now, if this will be enough to prevent her to arrive the second round, we will only know this at 8 p.m. The results will not be known before 8 p.m. Paris time today.
Israeli forces have shot dead a second Palestinian woman in the occupied West Bank in the space of only a few hours. The woman was killed in the city of Al-Khalil. Israeli officials say she carried out a stabbing attack against an Israeli police officer, slightly wounding him. Hours earlier, troops fatally shot another Palestinian woman near the city of Bethlehem. They said that she had approached them in a, quote, suspicious manner. The woman was unarmed. The latest deaths come less than 24 hours after a Palestinian was killed in Jenin, refugee camp. The regime has ramped up its crackdown across the occupied territories following a series of deadly Palestinian operations against Israelis. Palestinian resistance groups say the operations are a legitimate response to Israeli crime. And Iran's foreign minister says Washington is trying to raise and impose new conditions in the ongoing talks to revive the JCPOA. Hossein Amir Abdullahian says new unilateral conditions have been put forth in the past few weeks, but that they violate a draft agreement produced in the Vienna talks. Amir Abdullahian says that it is now up to Americans to show their goodwill by taking practical steps like unfreezing parts of Iran's assets. He says Tehran will keep up efforts to reach a strong and lasting deal and that it will stand by its red lines. The Vienna talks have been paused for a month now. Those negotiations have progressed towards reviving a deal, but certain issues are still unresolved. Iran blames the U.S. for failing to take the necessary political decisions. Iranian lawmakers have signed a statement addressed to President Ebrahim Raisi setting conditions for the revival of the 2015 deal known as the JCPOA. More than 250 MPs signed the statement. They said the U.S. must provide legal guarantees approved by the Congress that Washington will not quit the agreement as it did in 2018. Signatories also demanded the U.S. remove the sanctions it imposed after exiting the JCPOA and avoid putting new measures. They also referred to the so-called snapback mechanism that allows the return of sanctions in the case of Iran's non-compliance. The legislators said under the revived deal, there should be guarantees that the U.S. does not use that mechanism under various excuses. The MPs also stressed that Iran must be able to export its oil at the pre-sanctions level. And now it is time for this edition of the News Review. Pakistan's political drama is entering a new stage. Members of the Tehreek-e-Insaf party that deposed Prime Minister Imran Khan say they will resign en masse from the national and provincial assemblies. Senior party official says that the resignations will start from the National Assembly on Monday after the election of the Prime Minister. Their decision comes hours after Khan lost a no-confidence vote in Parliament. Opposition leader Shahbaz Sharif is the most likely to succeed Khan. The political crisis began last week when Khan blocked a no-confidence motion by the opposition and dissolved the National Assembly. Later in the week, Pakistan's Supreme Court ruled that Khan's move was unlawful. The toppled prime minister has described the events as a foreign conspiracy of a regime change. He has called for street protests. Now, to discuss that further, we're joined by our correspondent, Kamran Youssef, who is joining us live from Islamabad. Kamran Youssef, if you could please give us an update on the situation, exactly how have developments been unfolding?
Well, at the moment, former Prime Minister Imran Khan's supporters are staging protests in different parts of the country. There is also a protest taking place in the capital, Islamabad. The hundreds of people are there to show support to former Prime Minister Imran Khan. As you know, that he was ousted from power through a vote of no confidence last night in a high political drama that was there for several days. And today what happened was that the opposition leader nominated Shehbaz Sharif, the younger brother of former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, to be the candidate for Prime Minister. And former Prime Minister Imran Khan also held a meeting with party leaders, and they have decided to resign from the National Assembly because they feel that a person like Shehbaz Sharif, who, according to them, is facing many corruption allegations, should not become Prime Minister of Pakistan. So this is their strategy, and we are also told that from 12th of April, the former Prime Minister Imran Khan is going to launch a mass campaign against the incoming government, and he is seeking early elections.
And so, Kamran, one quick question. Imran Khan had called for street protests. Has anyone turned out?
As I said, that the protests are taking place in different cities of Pakistan. And I just saw one of the protests taking place in the capital, Islamabad. The number is not huge, at least at this moment. There is a sizable crowd, but not the kind of crowd that probably the former Prime Minister Imran Khan might be expecting. But of course, that these are still early days, and since he's not attending any of the rallies today, that could also be one of the reasons. The big test, of course, for the former Prime Minister Imran Khan would come once he, as I said, will start the formal campaign against the incoming government. Whether he would be able to sustain that pressure, whether he would be able to, you know, pull more crowd, that is going to be a challenge. And also, given the fact that he has decided that all of the members of his party would resign from the National Assembly, whether all the members would agree with this, because there are reports that people within the party may not be keen to step down from the parliament. So all these challenges are there, but the former Prime Minister Imran Khan, earlier we saw in a tweet, stated that this is the beginning of a freedom struggle against what he says foreign conspiracy of a regime change.
Madam. Thank you very much, our correspondent Kamran Yusuf. Thank you very much for joining us and sharing your views on this edition of the News Review. And that brings us to the end of this edition of World News.
You have just listened to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran broadcasting. The Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran is broadcast daily round the clock for listeners across the globe. The Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran can be heard via the internet, shortwave, FM, and satellite. Our listeners in the Indian subcontinent can listen to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via shortwave 25 meters, 11,865 kilohertz every day from 1520 to 1620 UTC. Also, our listeners in Europe can tune in to the English service of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via shortwave 31 meters, 9,855 kilohertz, and in Southern Africa via shortwave 31 meters, 9,835 kilohertz every day from 1920 to 2020 UTC. Our listeners in Tehran can also listen to our programs via FM 91.5 MHz. You can also listen to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran on Hotbird, Eutelsat 3B, and Iransat or Bat 5, and via the internet. Our internet address is parstoday.com/en. And now you can listen to IRIB English Radio via your mobile phone. Please refer to our website for the details. Please send your correspondence to the English program, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran, or email us to englishradio@irib.ir. We would be very pleased to have your comments about audio quality and other means. Thank you.
Could you tell a little about yourself?
I'm Eric Shumanandi from India.
was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of radio.
Listeners special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, Salam, dear listeners, and warmest greetings to you all. Welcome to this week's edition of Listeners Special on this beautiful Sunday, April 10th, 2022. I'm Atefe Erfani, hosting this program today. As you know, Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views are presented through emails, letters, and messages. So please contact us and tell us what you think about IRIB English Radio broadcast. And if you have any message for our great listeners around the world, then you can record your voice, send it to us, and get your voice heard in this program. Please do remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important. Welcome to the program. As usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. These reception reports are very helpful to us, especially to our technicians and engineers at IRIB English Radio. These reception reports actually enable us to provide a better service to our great listeners around the world. Of course, all of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving an EQSL card from us, an electronic QSL card from IRIB English Radio. So here, I truly appreciate those of our listeners who have kindly sent us reception reports, which I mentioned their names. We have reception reports from Machi Raju Subha Srini Vasaraj from India, Siddhartha Bhattacharji, again from India, and Daniel Vieira from Brazil. So, Machi Raju, Daniel, and Siddhartha, we want you to know how much we value your support and commitment to IRB English Radio. Of course, we've received a lot of emails and letters from around the world, which I mentioned some of their names here. And later during the program, I will read these great emails. As we are basking in the blessed month of Ramadan, almost all these great emails are focused on the blessed month of Ramadan, the best wishes, the prayers, and congratulatory messages. So let's see who has sent us email. First of all, Jayanta Chakrabarty, one of our old and regular listeners from India, has sent us an email. Your Clemens Hoffman from Germany has sent us an email. From the Islamic Republic of Iran, we have an email from Ramin Aminizad. From India, we have an email from Dr. Hemant Kumar, one of our old and regular listeners. And last but not the least, in this program, of course, we have an email from Mohammad Khaku from the US. So stay with us, please. After a short break, I will read these great emails. Welcome back. This is your program, Listeners Special, and Jayanta Chakrabarty from India has sent us an email. Let's see what Jayanta says. Dear friends, as Muslims around the world observe the blessed month of Ramadan, here's my humble message to IRIB English Radio listeners. Dear my brothers and sisters, while welcoming the auspicious month of Ramadan, I send my best wishes for the occasion. May you all enjoy everlasting peace, harmony, and joy. Salam and warmest greetings to you, Jayanta Chakrabarty from India, and many thanks for sending us this beautiful message on the occasion of the blessed month of Ramadan, and especially your message to IRIB English Radio listeners, which you wished the best things for all our listeners in the blessed month of Ramadan. Please pray for us and pray for all our listeners around the world, and please accept our best wishes in the holy month of Ramadan. Jayanta Chakrabarty from India, many thanks for sending us this beautiful message. My colleagues will soon send you an EQSL card as a confirmation. We wish you all the best. As I said, please pray for us and our great listeners. We are waiting for your nice emails soon in the future. And your Clemens Hoffman from Germany has sent us an email. Your Clemens Hoffman is also one of our old and regular listeners. Your Clemens says, dear friends at IRIB English Radio, may the spirit of Ramadan stay in our heart and illuminate our soul from within. Happy Ramadan. Yours truly, your Clemens Hoffman. Salam and warm greetings to you, your Clemens Hoffman from Germany, and please accept our appreciations to you for sending us such a nice and beautiful wish for IRIB English Radio staff and IRIB English Radio listeners. We also wish you all the best in the blessed month of Ramadan. My colleagues will soon send you an EQSL card as a confirmation. Please write to us soon and tell us your views about IRIB English Radio broadcast. And after a short break, I will be back with other great emails and letters from around the world. Please stay with us. Welcome back. Dr. Hemant Kumar from India, one of our old and regular listeners, has sent us an email, a congratulatory message on the blessed month of Ramadan. So let's read his message. May the holy month of Ramadan be the harbinger of joy and prosperity to you all. As this holy occasion is here and the atmosphere is filled with spirituality and love, here we hope this festival of beauty brings your way bright sparkles of contentment that stay with you through the year. Happy Ramadan to IRIB family and all listeners. Salam and warmest greetings to you, Dr. Hemant Kumar from India. And please accept our appreciations to you for such a beautiful and great email and such a beautiful message on the blessed month of Ramadan. It's great, as always, Dr. Hemant Kumar from India. Thank you very much for writing this email to IRIB English Radio. Happy Ramadan also to you and your fellow country men and women and your Muslim brothers and sisters. And please accept our best wishes to you in this blessed month. Please pray for us. And thank you for everything. Dr. Hemant Kumar from India, write to us soon. My colleagues will soon send you an EQSL card as a confirmation. And from Iran, yes, from the Islamic Republic of Iran, we've received an email from Ramin Aminizad, who is one of our regular listeners. So let's see what Ramin says. As mentioned in my previous email, listening to your radio and your colleagues on IRIB having different accents is excellently helping me here in Tehran to improve my English. Thank you all so much. But few words sound very Farsi to me. For instance, the word Sheikh, which according to English dictionaries should be pronounced as Sheikh. My question is, are you intentionally familiarizing people like me to learn them like that as well? Thank you. First of all, salam and warm greetings to you, Ramin Aminizad from Iran, and thank you very much for telling us your views about IRIB English Radio broadcast. You know, as for your question, we at IRIB English Radio try to use in this instance, Sheikh, try to use words like their original form. In this instance, Sheikh is not an English word, and so we pronounce it like its original form, that is Sheikh. And this is the best way for that. It's not wrong to say Sheikh, but it's the best way of pronouncing words, in their original form. As English people don't have the letter kh and this sound, so we have it in Farsi and in Arabic, so we try to pronounce it like its original form. This is like Afghanistan. English people say Afghanistan because they don't have the sound like that in their language. So why not? So we have it in Farsi and we are native speakers. So we try to pronounce it like they're Afghan people. We say Afghanistan. That's the way. Thank you for telling us your views about IRIB English Radio broadcast. So write to us soon, Ramin Aminizad from Iran. Tell us more about IRIB English Radio programs. My colleagues will soon send you an EQSL card as a confirmation. So after a short break, I will be back with an email from Mohammad Khaku, one of our old and regular listeners. Welcome back. So, Mohammad Khaku from the US has sent us an email. He says, "We are all thankful to Allah for giving us another opportunity to witness the month of Ramadan. Last 2 years, we have seen many calamities and have experienced sadness and sorrow within our communities. Let's make this Ramadan the best one of our lifetimes and be a model of the followers of Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace upon him, and the Ahlul Bayt. Please remember the Muslim Ummah in your prayers. May this month bring all Muslims happiness, prosperity, and long life with good health." Salam and warm greetings to you, Muhammad Khaku from the US. And many thanks for sending us this great email and this great congratulatory message and this great wish. Yes, the last 2 years, because of coronavirus pandemic around the world, have been, have brought about calamities and sadness and sorrow within the world countries. And so in this year, with the majority of people being vaccinated, we hope that this month bring all Muslims and all people happiness, prosperity, and long life with good health, as you said. So, anyway, please accept our best wishes to you, Mohammad Khaku from the US. My colleagues will soon send you an EQSL card as a confirmation. Write to us soon. We are looking forward to hearing from you soon. We wish you all the best. And before we wrap up this week's edition of Listeners Special, again, I send my appreciations and gratitudes to those of our great listeners who have kindly sent us reception reports and very beautiful congratulatory messages, including Michi Raju Suba, Daniel Vieira, Siddhartha Bhattacharji, Jayanta Chakrabarty, Your Clemens Huffman, Dr. Hemant Kumar, Ramin Aminizad and Mohammad Khaku. Please keep in touch with your radio, IRIB English Radio, and of course your program. Listeners special. Have a good time. God bless you and goodbye.
Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to EnglishRadio@irib.ir. That is one word, EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.pastoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Once again, our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pastodayenglish. Thank you all for being with IRIB English Radio.
This is IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Asad Jafari.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Unfortunately, this year, again, we are virtual now in the month of Ramadan. I never thought that we would be at this stage, but we are, unfortunately. And what I want to do, and I, you know, the fly has been floating around, I've called the month the healing month. That's been my theme everywhere I go. And, you know, this is that month where our hearts are ready. We've been invited by Allah. Du'aytum fihi ila dhiafatillah. The Prophet says in the last sermon of Sha'ban, that this is that month that you've been invited into the banquet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I want all of us to find the healing that we need in this month. And I'm with you. I mean, it's been a tough year for me as well. Inshallah, together we can heal. We have to sometimes embrace ourselves where we are right now. There are some people who have looked down there for the past few months. Just look down. They can't look up. When you look down, the only thing that's visible to you is your first step. Think about it. Look down right now, all you can see is down in front of you. When you look up, you can see this, this, here, here. Look down, you can't see anything. All you can see is what? Your next step. If nothing happens in this month of Ramadan, for those of you right now who are scared of the month, who have a pit in your stomach, who, you know, laugh nervously when someone, you know, shows you their decor, or, you know, they say, Ramadan Mubarak, oh, Mubarak to you too. Meanwhile, you're like, oh. I just want you to know it's okay. It's not blasphemous that you find this month hard. You don't need to feel like the whole world is passing you by spiritually, and you're stuck in this rut, let's say. All I can do is take that one step. If you've done that, that's your Ramadan. That's okay. I'm not an advocate of quantity. Read this 1,000 times, this 10 times, measure, go, go, go. You know, people reading the Quran, one juz a day, looking at the back, okay, one juz, oh, I have three more pages, okay, take a break, go back, and blah, 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 take a break. Oh, that's not, I don't know where it's going. It's great. I'm not saying it's not good. Of course it's great. I think sometimes the focus is on quantity, and meanwhile, quality is lost. Meanwhile, 1 minute, 5 minutes, one verse of the Quran with quality can change a life, man. Change a life. But when you have been sitting in darkness, when you're scarred, when you're angry, when you've been isolated, when you're hurt, when you're depressed, when you have stress, all those things are rock bottom. You don't want someone like me to say, well, the Quran says this, and you know, Hadith says this, and the Prophet says this, and you're like, that's great, but right now, dude, I don't want to hear it right now. I don't want that light in my face right now. So what do you do now? To sit in darkness, Sayyidah said, no. Instead of a flashlight, instead of the light going off or on, let's try dimmer routes. You know those dimmers that you just kind of turn or you push up and the light goes slowly, bit by bit by bit, inch by inch? Because the one thing about the month of Ramadan, the one thing that nobody can really argue is that you're bound to do more in this month than you will do any other month. If you just wake up for Sahri, come down with one eye open and cranky, don't no one talk to me, you drink some water, maybe you have a date, you go back to bed, that's more than you've done in the previous month. If you pray Salat, if you read a verse of the Quran, if you log in to me, I don't know why you do that, but if you log in to me, let's say for example, and listen to me, that's still more than what you've done. That's just the nature of the month. You're going to do more. The environment, you look around, everyone is kind of focused on one thing. How can I not be focused? Right? So it's not a question of, will I do more? It's a question of how much will that be able to be retained by me? And that's where I say, learn from the universe. Learn from God. What do I mean by that? The sun does not end up in the sky right away. Click on, boom, it says, no. It's a meticulous process. From the Adhan of Fajr until sunrise, it's about 90 minutes. And that's the beginning of daybreak, as we know Fajr to be. Meaning, it takes Allah 90 minutes to rise the sun. 90 minutes. slowly, inch by inch, meticulous, monotonous rising, where slowly now that area gets illuminated, that area, and before you know it, as you get used to it now, it gets brighter and brighter and brighter, and that's the approach that I want for a lot of you to take in this month of Ramadan. Dim the lights. Dim it slowly. Turn it on a little bit here and there. Go inch by inch. Learn from God in the rising of your own sun. You know what? I've said this before, I'll say it again. You have been invited by God. God's holding a massive banquet, a huge function, and you're on the guest list. Do you get that? You've made that. Yeah, but so is everyone else. Wait a second now. Not everyone else is. There are people who are sleeping this whole month away. There are people who are not fasting one inch. There are people who will gain nothing. In fact, there are people who will actually move backwards in this month because they will consciously move backwards in this month, you know, dismiss this month and just end up sinning in this month. And with Shaitan now, his effect being less than usual to sin in this month, having that is a shame. But when God sat there and he made the list, right? Have you ever planned a wedding in your house? Oh, man, what is the most difficult thing to do is that guest list. Ooh, that causes some fights. You want him at my wedding? No, I don't think so. No, not him. Why are you inviting that random dude and that random family? No, this is my wedding. No, we have to. We know them from olden. This is, you know, they've been in Edmonton for the past 30, 40 years. I went to his son's wedding. He has to come to you. But, Mom, I don't know who he is. It's okay. But eventually you get a list. And that list are people. And then there's always that group of people that no matter what, this person has to be at my wedding. I will not have a wedding if these people are not there, right? Family, close friends, community, et cetera, et cetera. God said, I'm not going to have a banquet until you come to that banquet. You right now. The 16-year-old looking at me, the 21-year-old looking at me, the recent divorce looking at me, a woman who just had a miscarriage looking at me, a woman who's riddled, a man who's riddled with social anxiety and stress and depression, right? All of you who are looking at me right now, who have logged into this right now speech, all of you have been invited by God. You know what happens when a host invites you and you show up at the event? What happens? Forget inside. At the door, they do what? They greet you. Oh, they greet you. Sometimes at weddings, before I can enter the mosque, there's a line up outside in the parking lot. That's how eager the host is to welcome their guests. And then when you walk in, can I get you something? They'll seat you somewhere. We want some water, refill of the biryani. What would you like? This and that. Everything okay? Can I get you anything? Can I guide you to where? Yes. The food's over here. This is where the washroom is. I mean, just khidmat and service. This is when we as humans, faulty, limited humans, host each other. That's what happens. Imagine when God hosts you. He welcomes you. And I said this before, I don't know about all of you, when I arrive somewhere, when someone invites me, I make it a point to go right to the host and say, hey, look, I'm here. Congratulations, shake my hand. Mubarak, mashallah, that's good. I'm going to have a seat. But just so you know, I have said yes to your invitation. I want all of you now, we're 4 or 5 days in, all of you now, to do what? To tell God right now, God, I'm here. I've arrived. I am here. And then with that now, the moment you say, God, I'm here, the healing process has begun. Has begun. It's like finding the right person. You ever, sometimes I call companies, right, because I need some support in whatever I own at home, right? And just trying to navigate through that tree, right? Press 3 for English, press 4 for this, press 5 for that, press pound for this. And like 5 minutes in, you get a live voice and you get super excited. Look, Ben, I had this problem, you know, what do I do? Sorry, sir, you've reached accounting. Accounting? Yeah, I'm not the right guy. Let me put you back in the tree. Press 7-3258 pound star, and you'll get to somebody in the proper department. I'm like, oh my God, here we go again. You go back in, and finally, you get to that person on the phone that says, yes, Mr. Jaffrey, I can help you with that. You're like, oh, hallelujah. And all that, half the stress now is gone because you found the right person to ask. He'll tell you, look, it'll take a week for me to fix your problem. No problem. Take a week, no problem. At least I've begun the process. At least I found the right entity, the right person to speak to. Now I'm better off than I was yesterday because I actually spoke to somebody. Tell God you're here. begin the process of healing. It might take 30 days for you to heal. It might take you more than that, but you've begun the process. We ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to accept our amal, forgive our sins, and make us the best possible version of ourselves that we can be. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Dear listeners of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, you can follow this program entitled Minbar every day in the month of Ramadan. If you have any suggestion, you can send us your email at englishradio@irib.ir.
Love is everywhere, so much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran, I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan, 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 ya Habib. Ramadan, Ramadan, laytaka dawman qareeb. Laytaka dawman qareeb.
You have just listened to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran broadcasting. The Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran is broadcast daily from 1930 to 2030 UTC on the following frequencies. 31 meters, 9,855 kilohertz for Europe, and 31 meters, 9,835 kilohertz for Southern Africa, and FM 91.5 MHz for Tehran. You can also listen to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran on Hotbird, Eutelsat 3B, and Iransat or Bat 5, and via the internet. Our internet address is parstoday.com/en. And now you can listen to IRIB English Radio via your mobile phone. Please refer to our website for the details. Please send your correspondence to the English program P.O. Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran, or email us to englishradio@irib.ir. We would be very pleased to have your comments about audio quality and other means. Thank you.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
Hame ba wujood qudde saratani Israel mukhalifin.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
Wajh mushtarak hame wahdat ummat islami.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of a speech delivered on March 10th, 2022 by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the chairman and members of the Assembly of Experts. The meeting was held at the end of the ninth session of the Assembly. Once I spoke in details about national self-confidence. Another element is the solidity of national faith. There are certain principles which our people believe in. This faith caused our people to stand up against the bullets of the Taghuti regime's military and overthrow the regime during a time when they did not have any weapons. In most cases, They did not even have stones to throw. That was due to faith. National faith is a really valuable asset. The preservation of national faith is one of the assets that is related to the people. Other elements include public welfare and smoothness of social matters. Mr. President, explain your opinions as voiced in the annual meeting of the Assembly. One important issue in the management of the country and the public life of the people is for the facilitation of their issues. They must not face hurdles and obstacles.
دنیای اسلام یک
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
For instance, the honorable officials of the country decided to create a consolidated window for investment and business affairs. Such measures are good. Affairs must be carried out smoothly and easily. These are matters that concern the people. If these things are done, the people's presence on the scene will be ensured. That is, if we can resolve these matters that are directly related to the people, then their presence on the scene will be 100%. Of course, despite the fact that we have certain problems right now, the people are present on the scene. Even in the 1980s, during the Sacred Defense era, when there were many problems, the people were present on the scene. There is no doubt about this. But if these things are resolved, the people will unanimously be present on the scene. And when people show their presence, no country and nation will have any concern and fear of anybody. Because the people's presence is very important and because their presence is dependent on such matters. You can see how big and small devils are trying to deceive the people.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.
This is IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.